So what if instead of trying not to be weird, as he takes the jacket off, what if instead of trying not to be weird, what if you started embracing it? What if you started embracing what is so different about you, that is the thing about you that keeps the energy alive in your body and your life, that if you actually embrace the true weirdness of it, would blow other people away, but you don't have to tell anybody? What if you were like, dude, I'm weird. I know all kinds of weird shit. I don't even know how I got it. I don't know why I have it, but you know what? I know there's got to be something different possible. Does that make sense? Because let's look at it for a moment. If instead of embracing that, if instead you went, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to live my life exactly as it's been, and I'm going to live this reality exactly as it's been. I'm going to try to do everything right by the judgments of this reality. How's that feel in your world? Fucking sucks, right? Okay, so you want to recognize that perhaps there is something that you know, perhaps there is something that you are that is different than you've ever acknowledged, perhaps different than anybody else has ever invited you to acknowledge. And when I talk about the being weird thing, I say it because it's one of the words that brings up a lot of judgment for us, about us, because people have said it in a derogatory way. You're weird. And if you start to recognize it, everything everybody else has been judging you for is your power and your strength. I like to say it like this. What if everything you thought was a wrongness of you is actually a strongness of you? And what if everything everybody else has been telling you is a wrongness of you is actually a strongness of you? So, for example, there are some people who wake up and, well, they, and a lot of their lives are really depressed, they're really unhappy. And you look at that and you're like, wait a minute, that seems like a wrongness, right? Like there's something wrong with you that you can't be happy like other people seem to be. By the way, they're not happy. That's a lie they tell you to try to pretend that they're better than you when they know they're not. Does that make sense? Okay. I used to live in, 15 years ago, I was living in Santa Barbara before I found Access. And I used to drive to work and look left and right on the freeway. And I go, why does everybody else look happy? Why does everybody else seem so happy and I'm not? I didn't realize they were not happy. And I was picking up on it. I didn't realize that they were pretending to be happy because they live in Santa Barbara, which is, I mean, it's almost as good as Edmonton. Almost. So. Do you like that, how I endeared myself to the community? Do you see what I'm... Huh? All right. So everything that is... Everything that doesn't like it actually love this place and recognize the closeness that nature has to contribute, will you just run and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I used to look left and right and wonder how they could be happy, and I was so unhappy. I didn't realize that most of them were more unhappy than I was, but I was picking up on it energetically. How much of what you have thought was yours is what you've been picking up on energetically in other people's worlds and not knowing what to do with it, not knowing that it was occurring, not knowing what to do with it, and not knowing how to let it go. Because what happens is when you're, have you ever noticed when you walk into a room and somebody is sad, before you even talk to them, you feel kind of weird. You know what I mean? And then you talk to them and you're like, oh, whoa, sad. Oh, damn. Okay, whoa. And then you realize where it came from. But before you even talk to them, you know the energy. Does that make sense? So you've been doing this your whole life with every energy that everybody experiences. You've been doing this thing of being aware of it and thinking that it's yours. What if it's not? Okay, with every limitation everybody experiences. So, for example, remember when the global financial crisis occurred? The GFC, as we now call it, which was basically the worldwide depression that nobody wanted to talk about? Okay? Okay, have you had more stress about finances since 2008 than you had before that? Yes or no? A lot of people, yes, right? Let me ask you a question. Was it yours? Or were you just aware of what was going on in the world around us? You're aware, my friends.